And welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast for Friday, February 5th, 2021. Today in the news, gold prices rose back above $1,800 an ounce Friday morning after dipping on Thursday. The precious metals are starting to attract a lot of attention on a scale not seen since the global financial crisis of 2008, reports FX Empire. This ultimately should keep driving prices higher in the long term, especially considering the fundamental backdrop for the entire commodities complex remains extremely bullish. Well, the disconnect between asset prices and the real economy is growing, reports Dan Denning at Rogue Economics. The boom we're seeing in property markets, bond markets, and stock markets has nothing to do with the real economic fundamentals. It's all based on what he calls whatever it takes economics being pushed by the Fed and the government because, quote, there is no alternative. Whatever it takes economics means interest rates will stay at 0% indefinitely, while the Fed stands by, ready to counter any market instability with freshly printed money. Dan says, I'm sticking with gold and silver. It's the TOA, that is, the only alternative. Well, there's a reflationary shockwave that is literally spreading across the world's oceans, reports Zero Hedge. This week, we saw the highest euro area core inflation in the last 5 years. The pandemic has created many economic side effects, and one of the less reported news items in recent weeks has been the massive surge in shipping rates, which have tripled over the last year. Does this rise in shipping costs portend a larger rise in inflation in 2021? As pent-up demand and excess savings are released? It could be, but the CPI measurement completely masks the fact that importers will have no choice but to pass on these costs to the end consumers. MarketWatch interviewed Strackham Singh's New York City-based career coach, Ankiewicz, for advice on what workers over 50 need to do to get a job this year. Here are six of her tips. Number one, be compassionate with yourself. Number two, take stock in your strengths, skills, and experience. Three, consider a new direction. Four, freshen your resume and LinkedIn profile. Five, surround yourself with positive people. And six, network. Oh, and one bonus item, show gratitude to everyone who helps you in your job search. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver and wait.